All right, back to it now with the No Panic Zone open for business on this Monday. We made it to another weekend. All right, the stocks are going to get beat up a little bit again today. Looks like it's not as bad as it was appearing earlier. This comes after the Democrats voted along party lines to reject a $2 trillion stimulus package to help out Americans and businesses. I think there was $80 billion for hospitals in this package. Also, Democrats rejected it, not nearly enough. Here are some of the suggestions you're hearing from Democrats that just make you scratch your head. Chuck Schumer says every American that's getting a Social Security check, every single one of them should get $200 more a month for as long as this lasts. Bernie Sanders says every American, I guess that's kids too, every American should get $2,000 a month for as long as this lasts. Really? So if you got a family of four, you should get $8,000 a month from the government as long as this lasts. At any rate, my next guest, our go-to when it comes to financing and financial advice, Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial Services. Craig, welcome back.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing?
You know, we're doing all right. You know, beautiful winter morning.
I love the bumper music.
Well, I appreciate that. How are you doing? I guess is the question. You know, I look at all of this noise and action and volatility on the market. And I just it just continues to occur to me that we're going to be okay, because if they had passed the stimulus plan, if the Democrats hadn't played politics with it yesterday and tried
that
to turn it into something different.
To me, I'm just going to say that's kind of one of the more frustrating components as I look at what's going on and the aspects of what's being added to a bill. And I've had this comment to a couple of folks before. If we ever want to have an idea of what it's like to live in a socialist environment or social areas where things are controlled and dictated by the current government situation, this is what it feels like, to where our movement is being controlled, what our freedom and will is being done. But then to take a sickness or an illness or a virus that is going through and then try to, instead of get an emergency package put in to help support businesses, to help businesses keep employees working, at least keep them on the payroll at the very least, it gets viewed as a huge a bailout, quote unquote, in many circumstances for businesses. And like in most circumstances, the businesses that are getting hit hard are the smaller, the tier one, tier two type companies that are supplying some of the larger organizations. We need to keep, basically, it's a deterioration of a supply chain as opposed it is to the traditional supply chain management we see that typically larger companies are involved in.
Sure.
So that to me, I'm always concerned about taking advantage of an opportunity.
Right.
And I use that term in kind of in quotes in regards to it's a tragedy, but then
right.
to try to add things to a particular bill that would, over long terms, could have detrimental effects on the economy.
Well, and that's the whole point that I was making in my lead-in is, okay, what exactly is the point of giving every Social Security recipient an extra $200 a month immediately and as long as this lasts? Because you'd never take the money back. It's billions and billions of dollars. Because once it's out there...
I'm just going to add, even on top of that, we're going to give you money, but we're going to make you stay home. Usually the purpose of giving individuals money, because they're bypassing businesses, instead of keeping a small business propped up through a zero-interest loan, we're bypassing the business, making sure that the person files for unemployment, and then we give the money directly to the individual, bypassing the business, allowing the business to go bankrupt or
right.
go away.
Well,
and
in the meantime,
in that
hold on. It's worse than that, actually. At the same time, offering businesses a loan.
Yep.
Here's a loan that you can pay back over time after you rehire these employees that we're going to give money. I don't mind the idea of, you know, emergency money to people to keep them going. Okay, we can talk about that.
Yep.
But to ignore
yep.
the backbone
yep.
of America and the millions
yep.
and millions of small businesses like my own, like yours, that
yep.
send people to work every day is absurd and obscene.
Yep. Yep. In a nutshell, this is something that will pass. We've seen the downturn. When we talk about the markets on Friday, we saw the markets actually were up about 300-plus points. And then
right.
it closed down roughly about 700, roughly about 1,000-point swing that we had seen before. But it was not an immediate 1,000-point drop from before. So that indicates that we are having a lot of buying, money shifting in the different markets. We hear about both mostly online growth oriented type companies are ones where people are actually buying, because there is commerce that has taken place. There is a lot of positive activity that's going on within the markets. So the massive sell-off, the era of passive investing, this is the type of environment where passive investing, a person really needs to be able to sit down with a financial advisor and really talk about what their overall goals and objectives are going forward within this area. In many circumstances, you know, still many of my clients are allocated towards equities. It's not the mere fact that they're in equities. It's a mere fact of how we manage the strategies inside the equities to maintain their lifestyle and basically position for when we do come out of this environment. That has been the key component to be able to manage through this piece. And having those conversations with clients and having that heart-to-heart, quite frankly, as to, well, what does this mean? How is this going to be impacted? What do we expect coming forward out of this? Those are the tough conversations that I have been having in many circumstances. And the objective thus far has been very minimal as it relates to the lifestyle that my clients have been,
maintaining. Places that I would look, and you and I have never talked about this, but things that occur to me while I'm listening to you, and I always listen to you, Craig, because you're brilliant, Craig Stiles, advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial. Companies that are involved in telehealth or virtual meetings or signing documents remotely, or American-based pharmaceutical companies that are now going to make sure that pharmaceuticals are not made in China going forward, are all places I would consider a possibility. We got about 20 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that is accurate. In a lot of areas, you're looking at like Netflix, Amazon, DocuSign, which are some of the companies that you talk about that actually are thriving on an area of some people from working at home. But again, you still have some utility companies that have been suppressed. Everyone's still turning their lights on as it relates to it. So the highlight that I would highlight to many of your listeners out there is make sure you're in touch and in communications with your financial advisor, addressing them and making sure that your goals are still aligned.
Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial Services in Lansing. Find him online. Look him up. Craig, I greatly appreciate it. You're the go-to guy.